Pawtucket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Talk 106.5. Happy Monday morning to you. Primary election eve, as we might call it, whatever you want to refer to it as, underway now, as well as hour number three. And thanks for staying with us on this jam-packed Monday morning. Still to come on the program in about 30 minutes or so. We dug him off of his up from his weekend binge. Dale Jackson, WVNN, Huntsville, North Alabama, will be with us. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Joining us now, very pleased to bring on my next guest. He's on the ballot tomorrow as well. You see his, maybe some of you have seen the signs and his billboards around the district, but State Senator Greg Allbritton on the line with us. Senator, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Jeff. How are you doing?
Doing well. Appreciate you making time for us. Give us kind of the lay of the land as far as you see it. You've been on the campaign trail. I mean, it seems like it's probably been a moving thing here, going from the session and then to campaigning back to back like that. But how's that been?
It's been tiring, to be direct. It's been busy. It's never let up, but that's the nature of the business. But you're correct. We went from one to the other, two completely different, tasks and, goals. And, you move from one directly into the other. But we're getting ready to make the shift again. As soon as this is over with, as soon as we get tomorrow done, within a day or so, we're going to start beginning discussions on the new ARPA money coming in and continuing with the budget hearings that we got scheduled this year.
So there's no rest for the weary here. You go from a campaign mode, then potentially to there you are. You got to be there working on a potential special session later this year. That looks like pretty much a done deal, though, right?
I'm not so sure. That has several moving targets, and that's completely up to the governor on not only if she calls one, but what will be in it. I am not convinced that a special session is a foregone conclusion.
Well, what do you think? What would possibly hold that up? Is it just timing or something?
Well, could be a couple of things. If there's a runoff that the governor has, that's going to take us into the end of June, and then you got the 4th of July. So the timing of it would be difficult. The second thing that we need to consider is we still haven't spent the first ARPA money that we appropriated back in a special session in January. And we only have the infrastructure to deal with this a little bit at a time, if you will. If we come into special and do an appropriation with this money, we won't have the means. It'll be backed up anyway because we got to get the other money out. I don't see that as a major emergency or a major time frame matter to get money. It's not going to help money get out any sooner, is what I'm trying to say. So we can take our time on trying to figure this out a little more, trying to put a better pencil to it so that we can see how the inflation is going to affect us and then move from there. That might be the best methodology to use.
So that's interesting. There's no like expiration. You don't have to decide or allocate this money. It will be there as long as you need it to be, I suppose, and then you could come back and address it.
Not necessarily. No, it has to be spent by 2026. It does, okay?
Which is way ahead, right? Okay, that makes sense. But you do have some time.
We have time to go ahead and get the monies that's already appropriated out. Then we can appropriate the other in a reasonable, sensible way. And then the infrastructure will be freed up and ready to go with this. And it'll move a little smoother, I think.
And you anticipate, I bet your phone rings off the hook about this, being the general fund chairman in the Alabama Senate. This is something that you're going to play a large role in. But talk to us a little bit about that. What are you hearing from people? Where do you think the needs are? What are you looking at there?
Well, first off, keep in mind that whenever money is on the table, everybody wants it, and everybody wants all of it. And everybody's idea is good, and everybody's idea is valid. And there is no question that the needs are not there. But somebody's got to say yes, and someone's got to say no. And somebody's got to apportion it out to those things that will lead. Now, what we did in the first ARPA money, and I hope it maintains in the second, is we want to use the money for future generations. We want to put the money into hard infrastructure rather than into something soft or something that has already passed. We don't want to pay for errors. We want to buy for the future. We hope we can maintain that strategy to move forward with it.
What kind of, are we fully aware, or do we have a full grasp of what the Treasury Department says it can and can't be used? I mean, I assume it's roughly the same as this first tranche of ARPA money, and I guess it would be the same. But are we there? Do we know, have a concrete idea of what that is?
Well, concrete is too strong a term. I think we do have a good feel now as to what is authorized and what isn't, of what we can spend on and what we can't. And that's different from what we should or shouldn't. Right now, or previously, we were talking about what should and shouldn't. We're obviously going to comply with what the feds tell us that we can and can't, what's legal and what isn't. That's dangerous territory when you push those envelopes.
Yeah, and then sometimes it's just you're spending money on things maybe you don't necessarily need or want, but you got it and you got to spend it. I mean, that can be difficult too, right?
It is. I mean, with the first CARES money that came in, one of the requirements that we would have it spent within, what was it, about 6 months' time. That was very difficult. That had a lot of pains, and there was errors made during that time frame as to where we went and the different things. But we did what I think was, in essence, a fairly decent job because we put some flexibility in it. So that we had a means so that if there's questions or restructurings or other things didn't pan out, we had a means to restructure that. And we did, I think, a pretty good job in following where those needs were. But with this ARPA, it's a different setup. It's a different methodology, and it's different requirements and means, and it's a longer time. So every time you get federal money like this, every time something like this occurs, it's a completely new deal. You got to find your path and find your way.
Joined by State Senator Greg Allbritton on the ballot tomorrow in the Republican primary. Senator, move on to some sort of hot button issues here. Let's kick it off here. Obviously, I'm sure you're well aware of the Supreme Court, the leaked draft opinion. And Alabama has, 2019, a very, very tough, very, very, I would say, a strong, maybe is the right word, pro-life law, the 2019 bill that bans abortion. And it's been discussed a little bit, but I think most of your colleagues have said that law passed in 2019 needs to stay as is. That's where we stand. We made a statement. Where do you fall on that?
Well, I voted for the bill, certainly. Pro-life all the way. I mean, I've got six children. The aspect, one of the major resources we lack in Alabama is children. We need more of them. So anyway, the aspect is that I'm trying to find a way that Alabama's law can stand. Now, it's going to be challenged again. It's going to be challenged again and again. There's talk about whether you put in some exceptions or no exceptions. All that we're going to have to deal with in the legislature, that's going to be coming up in March, and we'll be hearing a bunch of that. There'll probably be at least a half a dozen different abortion bills that that are dropped in this next session. It's going to be a major issue in this next quadrennium, or correction, in this next session.
So you think that there will at least be an effort there to go back and add an exception or two, and rather than, because my understanding was, Senator, maybe you can speak to this, that 2019 law was meant to trigger a test case in the Supreme Court and get Roe v. Wade overturned. And then what was always kind of, I guess, the blurry area. Well, what do you do, if anything, then what? And you think that there will at least be somebody trying something in the next quadrennium or next session?
Oh, certainly. Certainly. In fact, you will probably see bills dropped in that's going to expand and allow. You will see a mirror image of what was dropped in the federal Congress, probably dropped in Alabama, too. Not that it'll go anywhere, but the point is that it will be a debated issue again in Alabama. Now, where we come in on this, that's going to be a decision following the debate. There may be exceptions that's given. If there's exceptions that come in, I hope they are truly restrictive. I hope that they are truly valid and only for the life of the mother or some other issues like that that's significant. We don't need to allow on-demand abortion.
Last question. We'll wrap it up on this. Probably your strong expertise here, but I hear it all the time. People want, they want an opportunity to vote on a lottery, gambling. It's come up in this gubernatorial primary. I'm sure you're aware. And you're seeing the debate play out. Explain this, why we need to go ahead and put this issue behind us and resolve it. And it looks like we're getting close, but closer than we've been before in the past, but it's still a lot of work ahead.
Well, the reason we're getting closer is because it continues to proliferate. As I've spoken before on this show, we have more casinos going in. We have more gaming occurring. Anybody that has a phone now can play in a casino in Alabama on their phone right now, wherever you are. That can happen. That's already there. And Alabama doesn't control any of that. Alabama doesn't have any say in that. And Alabama doesn't collect any money on that. That's where we have to change. Alabama, the state, has to exercise its sovereignty and gain control of that industry so that we can control it, cap it, and benefit from it.
And the benefits, it looks to me like a lot of the benefit would be maybe geared toward education. But, talk about that side of it. You get it done, then what?
Well, education seems to be the first thing everybody talks about. But please understand, the education budget right now has $1 billion and more in it. And we're still low level there. We need to do other things with education than just put money in it. Alabama has other needs. We need to figure out a way that we can find a place to treat and house our mentally ill. We have folks out in the communities that simply are just ignored. And we have been that way since we shut down Searcy and others. We've got to find a way to deal with that issue. We've got to find the training methods for and the hiring methods for to deal with that issue in Alabama. That's going to take some money. This, how can I say this? This gaming issue may give us the means whereby we can recapture that we can go back and deal with that need that we have in Alabama.
Senator, we got to leave it there. We're out of time. As you might imagine, pretty hectic this time of year, but I appreciate you coming on, and best of luck to you tomorrow.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your help. Thanks, Jeff.
No problem. Stay Senator Greg Albritton there. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
Slow was the finest pickup to ever play the blues.